Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Working hard all week and making moves. Now it's time for you to sit back and relax while we dish you some of the hottest celebrity news. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a lot of great things in store for you today. Later, do you want to see Cardi B perform? It's going to cost you. Plus, the cast of Greenleaf, Lynn Whitfield, and Merle Dandridge sat down with us to dish on the new season and much more. But first, Portia, what you got going on?
Surprise, surprise! Yeah. Kelma Hyde revealed on Instagram that her billionaire, yes, Gary,
billionaire,
husband surprised her with a vow renewal ceremony in Bora Bora.
Nice.
All right,
I
babe.
Love Bora Bora.
And he's a billionaire. That means, honey, child, it wasn't even a thought.
Yes, not honey. Doesn't he own Gucci?
Does he own Gucci, Bucci, Bialucci?
Yes. That's right. The actress posted photos from her ceremony along with the caption, "The summer is coming to an end, and my best moment was my husband surprised me with a vow renewal. It was not what I would have chosen to wear to my wedding, but I was told I was going to the spa. Hashtag lucky in love."
The Selma Hyken, this dude are never going to
pay. Child, please, honey. Nope. They'd be the guy with the secretary any day, honey.
No, never.
She wouldn't give a damn.
Nah.
She would not care.
No, she's one of them ride or dies, and she's loyal and humble, and she probably cook clean, scrub his toes, get his ingrowns. Dude, she probably does everything, and he does everything for her to thank her financially, darling.
Oh, that is true love.
It looks so genuine. Yes, I love this.
Well, it looks like Channing Tatum is taking a page out of Brad Pitt's book.
What? You
know, the newly single Hollywood heartthrob is taking a little time to participate in sculpting classes post-divorce from Jenna Dewan.
Oh, okay.
You know, you gotta keep yourself busy.
Like Lionel Richie in the Hello video.
Yeah, well, like Patrick Swayze in Ghost.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like he actually made a ghost. If you take a look at the thing he posted. Yeah, man, breaking up might be hard to do, but it looks like sculpting might be even harder for Channing. He posted a photo of his work to Twitter with the caption, "This was my attempt at creating a sculpture of Picasso's guitars. It was starting out okay, then I had to get different clay for the hands. Then my daughter destroyed it." Okay, well, start anew.
Don't blame it on your little girl.
Exactly.
Okay. What he sculpted was his spirit after that divorce.
I was just getting ready to say that. He broke down after that divorce, and this is how he found
that
honey.
Is a visual of his soul. Yeah. He was after a ball of dirt,
head hung low, and...
I mean, so, like, when you guys, like, break up with somebody, what do y'all do to kind of pass the time or, like, relax?
Oh,
I drove down the street, honey, for a whole week crying.
You go down the street crying?
I drove down Peach Street, bitch, a whole week crying. Playing Regina Bell, how could you do it to me?
I ain't never been broke up with.
Oh, so you do the breakup?
Or a breakup.
So what do you do after you break up with somebody? Because you never, like, you always see, like, what happens from the victim standpoint. What does the person that breaks up with somebody do after a breakup?
Go on the vacation or go hang out with my mom or take my mom on vacation.
Oh. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Because I thought you were going to say with your friends. Because if somebody broke up with me and you go out with your mom, well, then I could still feel like you might be sad.
Yeah, you need
But if you out with your friends in the club having a good time.
No, not the club, but totally away from the rest of the world.
Okay, that's nice.
Some water or some snow or skiing.
Yeah.
The beach,
Or some hay.
Some hay?
Go to the country.
You just want to go watch the horses.
I know.
Jesus. Well, y'all, it's a new housewife in Beverly Hills, Portia.
Oh.
Yes, honey, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recently announced a new cast member, and it's none other than Denise Richards.
What?
That's right. The actress joined the drama-filled reality show, and of course, former Beverly Hills housewife Brandi Glanville wasted no time in giving her opinion on it, of course. At a recent event, Brandi said, "I think it's going to be a lot of actresses. I think if she can handle Charlie Sheen, she's got to have some kind of drama in her." But she was the only person that had something to say. The Paps caught Charlie coming out of a hair salon in Malibu, and he said, "It's not been confirmed," but then admitted, "If they're rolling and I pull up to drop off one of the girls, then I'll be on it." What y'all think Charlie and Denise got up?
A check.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Come on. Because normally for these big celebrity actresses, the ex-husband is like, "No, I don't want no parts. I'm not going to be in the camera." For him to even say he could, he is going to be on this next season.
That's why
more people are going to even watch. They want to see what Charlie Sheen doing, what he look like, how he is with his kids.
I think Denise will make a good housewife because she's pretty and, you know, people want to know about her. But people really want to hear about Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, honey. So. Especially, didn't he have those vampires at one time? Or what those girls called that he used to be with?
Charlie's Angels, I think he was calling them or something.
You talking about the women he was locking in the house burning with the cigarette?
Yeah.
Oh, that he called them Charlie's Angels?
The goddesses.
Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy.
Seems like Cardi B might be extending a maternity leave just a little bit longer unless somebody could come up with some major shmoney.
Oh, well, how much does she want?
Now, sources are saying Cardi is pretty much obsessed with baby culture, and she don't want to be away from her at all.
Oh.
I mean, as a new parent should, right?
Right, of course. They love to just stare at their baby all day.
So you know how much it's going to cost to get Cardi B out the crib?
How much?
She is demanding $300,000 to do shows right now.
Well, she can stay at home, honey, hun, baby culture, honey, and do it to her husband. Because she ain't, I mean... She's good, but, I mean, she just got on the damn scene.
Well, the Barty gang has been waiting patiently to see Cardi rock the mic again, especially since she dropped out of the Bruno Mars tour. So, I mean, do y'all think she's going to get this kind of money?
Who would make around $300,000?
Migos is getting that kind of bread.
Then she should get it. Yeah. I mean, she's up there with the Migos.
I'm sure Nicki's makes that.
Make that, too? Well, that sound about right. Trust me. Okay. She was already popular before Baby Culture. She had baby culture. Now we all are like, oh, my God, we want to see her. She's even more popular. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to get it, and she might get a little bit more than that.
Well, yeah, they may give her a little bit more than that. Bless their souls, honey, but,
Why? What's that face for?
Child, I can't even pay her $50 of a ticket to see her. So let alone her getting $300,000, honey, for to come out of hiding because, honey, she just had baby culture.
Gary, you ain't going to pay $10 because you ain't heard none of her songs. You don't know none of the names.
You would never pay
to see anybody.
You're
just not up on Cardi. That's all that is.
Nope. So, honey, I guess y'all just go ahead and pay that, honey, and let me know about what she's doing and her and her the culture club and our baby culture, whatever her name is.
Well, British TV personality Piers Morgan is at it again, and he's probably going to cancel his subscription to Cosmo UK.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cancel his show. Whew.
Okay.
I had to say, come on.
You was going
to
be upset?
No, go ahead and do it.
Okay, please do. He slammed the magazine for putting a plus-size model, Tess Holliday, on their cover. Pierce said, "As Britain battles an ever-worsening obesity crisis, this is the new cover of Cosmo. Apparently, we're supposed to view it as a huge step forward for body positivity. What a load of baloney. This cover is just as dangerous and misguided as celebrating size zero models." So is Pierce right, or is he fat-shaming Tess?
I feel like he's fat-shaming, yo. I mean, because there are people who look like Tess.
So, child, first of all, I didn't know the UK was going through
I mean, I thought America was the most obese.
Exactly, child.
No, it does give some level of hope to, like, you know, women who are plus size who feel like they can't get on, like, major magazine covers. Because it don't mean she don't got a pretty face.
She may have a beautiful body to somebody. Don't knock it till you try. It's a man out there who would not be kicking Tess out of bed,
Please, honey. You know a lot of them from Decatur, too,
like I said, all these thick white women need to just come on to Decatur, honey.
That's right, honey.
Honey, beauty come in all shapes and sizes, honey.
They just need to bring back that song. Gone big, girl. What you gonna do?
Nah.
Get something to eat.
Gone big. He said get something to eat.
After the break, honey, we're going to tell you why Swizz Beatz, honey, is clapping back at trolls that's throwing shade, honey, at his wife, Miss Alicia Keys. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up?
Now, Swiss Beatz is clapping back at the haters' Rough Riders style. Now, him and his wife, Alicia Keys, they out there on a vacation celebrating an anniversary.
That's cute.
And he posted several photos praising his wife. But here's the problem.
Huh.
The haters just will not let this couple be great, y'all.
Come on, man.
So they began calling Alicia Keys a homewrecker under the producer's post, and Swiss came back thorough. He clapped back with, haters would say homewrecker, or I got stolen like some bank robbery, to make themselves feel good. Meanwhile, at Mashonda is on vacation with us as a blended family, and we're living our best life, and y'all saltine like nuts.
Whoa.
Oh.
Damn, people don't let nothing go. She been with him, they've been married, and had two kids. Mashonda has been open about now she's friends with them.
Okay.
They don't want to let this stuff go.
It is the past, honey. Yeah. Let bygones be bygones. Move on already.
It's the past, but still, people's women's hearts are bleeding, honey, for Mashonda.
Okay, well, it should be dried up blood by now.
No, Alicia Keys had damn money. She came along and took that damn man, honey, and scooped him up.
Alicia Keys did have her own money. Let's not forget that. Swiss had money, too.
This whole thing about this affair and her stealing him, it, like, hurt Alicia's career. Like, people won't let it go to the point where she put out good music. People don't want to buy it. It's like, when is she going to be forgiven? Hell.
Never. Then she told Swiss his secrets were safe with her, honey, so no.
Moving on, Gary, this singer sparked up a lot of drama with her latest stunt. Jordan Sparks revealed last November that she was not only married but expecting her first child with new husband Dana Isaiah.
Well, all right.
Well, Ma Dukes wasn't too happy after the singer eloped with her now husband and got pregnant shortly after dating. In the couple's upcoming reality special, Jordan's mom actually confronts Isaiah about her concerns. And one major concern, he's keeping Jordan away from her family.
Yeah, I don't like this guy. I need him back with Sage.
She played Spark because she was a good girl, honey, like y'all was saying.
Was.
She was this damn broke man. Now, he probably want to be a star.
He real possessive, yeah? Yes, he looked real possessive.
Exactly. He want to be a star, honey. Yeah. And now she's stuck.
He ain't concentrating on the right thing, which would be her getting back in that studio.
Exactly.
She don't need to be back in front of this camera. Like
he want
to
be on TV.
Okay,
that's
there you go.
Because she can get parts.
Yes. Like, the reality show is his idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, because he was an aspiring actor.
Oh, and
slash,
there you go.
Aspiring actor slash model.
No. Yes.
I can't believe he was working out with her, like almost training her.
Oh, my God.
So he Trojan horsed himself. Well, no Trojan horse himself. Got the baby and now he's popping.
Yes, okay. Well, former teen mom Farrah Abrahams is looking for her next big come up, y'all.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
She never does that.
I know. She's not a clout chaser at all. According to reports, Abraham is set to produce a movie based on her life, honey. Because we all want to know about it.
Like, and we don't know everything already.
Yeah, you saw the babies come from and everything.
Jesus.
So, y'all, guess what Hollywood actress she's looking to play her?
Oh.
Take a guess.
Megan Good.
John Voight.
Drita.
I just playing. Girl, you know Drita's not whatever, girl.
Oh, just
that
playing.
Is a joke.
No, she really wants Selena Gomez.
Child, please.
How? Yeah. Farrah revealed to reporters the Teen Mom movie is almost ready for casting, and she thinks that Gomez will fit the part perfectly and hopes the actress accepts the part of the leading role.
The only thing I give is that Selena Gomez looks like a teenager.
First of all, why would we need a movie of your life if you were basically showing your life on Teen Mom? We already saw everything.
Exactly.
Everything.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Literally everything.
And if you want to see more than that, go rent the porn.
Okay.
for more in-depth?
Yeah. For in-depth research.
Want to find out how she became Teen Mom?
I want to know what backdoor means.
All right, up next, earlier this week, we talked to Merle Dandridge and Lynn Whitfield for the TV show Greenleaf, and they're going to be chatting with us coming up next. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes.
Now, in the studio right now, we have some very special ladies joining us today. They are the stars of the OWN Network show, Greenleaf. Make some noise one time for Merle Dandridge and Lynn Whitfield. Oh,
thank you so much.
We got to get right to it.
Come on.
Greenleaf is back for more action. Yes. We want to know what we can expect. Who are the special guests that are popping up? Feed us.
The Greenleafs are getting into it this year. We have to really face ourselves and all the mess that we got ourselves into.
Yeah. I'm telling you, yes, there's like a time of reckoning for the Greenleafs.
Again.
Particularly.
Again.
Again.
Now, Patti LaBelle is joining the show.
Yes.
They got Patti.
Patti, yes.
She is a delight.
Patti LaBelle comes to the set. I don't care if it's 4:30, 5:30, or 6 a.m. Completely beat.
Mm. Oh,
she is ready.
That girl.
That's that diva.
And I will ask her, I was like, is that your costume? She's, oh no. This is my, so we had fun. She plays my best friend.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that in Yonla Van Zandt.
It's just legend upon legend upon legend. It's wonderful.
Wow.
So, Ms. Whitfield, aside from Greenleaf, I mean, you've done a lot of iconic roles. I mean, Josephine Baker, I'm sure you probably get people running up to you about that all the time, but also.
Still, but they're just saying, you know, is it after the accident or what happened?
Oh, no, you said bananas. Together.
Bricky, what do you mean you know?
I'm just talking about the
But I mean, aside from Josephine Baker's story, though, Brandy in a thin line.
Brandy Webb. You know what? Yeah. I promise you, I can be so many places in the world. And, well, there are two things that they'll say. You taught me something about what it was to be a man. Or do you know what one guy told me in Nigeria? He said, Ms. Whitfield, I love your work. I love your work. And she said, let me just put it like this. You helped me get through my adolescence very well.
Oh,
Okay.
I said, well, that's a compliment.
I was reading somewhere, I heard Oprah got some new cauliflower pizza. Have you given me any of it? Have you had any?
I haven't had it yet.
I like a cauliflower
pizza,
though.
Nor have I had Patty's pies.
Mm-hmm. And so, she don't understand that she didn't bring no pies.
Did not bring pies.
She brings sunshine.
She
doesn't need to bring pies. Hey. Patty brings sunshine. She's got such a joy of life.
On the show Greenleaf, you guys fight more than the Kardashians. y'all really get it in. We found out that, you know, somebody's husband got slept with. It's a little crazy out there in these streets.
Oh.
There's a cat fight brewing, apparently, this season, right?
You know, you feel the tension of all of these relationships, and I think this season, a lot of those relationships, people are being upfront and addressing. This is the issue. We need to face it head on.
Well, ladies, thank y'all so much for hanging out with us. Y'all make some noise one time for Merle Dandridge, Lynn Whitfield. Check out Greenleaf, which airs Wednesday nights at 10, 9 Central, Wednesday nights on OWN.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody!
Hey,
yes, honey, the latest fashion design, honey, will have you glowing in the dark. Literally, honey. Now, Chinese designer Naomi Wu has invented this show-stopping corset that will have everyone jealous of you at the club. Now, I know Portia. I know, Miss Portia, girl, that you will love this, honey.
Wait a minute. No. Ah, her breasts. It's making it look like her breasts are lit up.
So, Portia, would you wear this, darling?
Brad, no, because guess what? If I'm standing by the bar talking to you and you buy me a drink and I want to sneak off, I need to be able to sneak off. Oh. I need you to be able to find my ass and continue. Continue the conversation.
I don't even like when the waitresses come over to my table with those sparkles all on the bottles.
Because
then everybody in the club know where the bottles going. Everybody get thirsty and everybody want to come. They know somebody over there and everybody start looking. That is not discreet. So hell to the no.
I bet you a lot of the queens would love that, honey, for their men, honey.
You can't put the corset. It's a corset. The corset is for women.
The lights.
But I mean, if you want
corset.
The lights, or if you can make it that way, though, that would be cute.
Yeah, you get like fake light. You can show like if you got a fake butt, I'm sure it would have the same effect as it did on a silicone breast.
What would it be in like a booty girdle?
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.